Well, we are super excited to be here with you guys. Josh is just an amazing guy. He's friends with one of our friends back in Reading, and they just brag on each other, which is awesome. So we are super excited to come and see you guys, and Josh has just talked about you guys and how hungry you are. So we're hungry too, so we can all be hungry together and go after the kingdom and just see what God does. Does that sound good? Cool. Well, I'm just going to share. My name's Christina. This is my wonderful husband, Thomas. We've been married for 2.5 years, and we love traveling and just ministering and releasing people, getting them activated in the prophetic and healing and just releasing the kingdom everywhere. We have a whole lot of fun in that. So we're and then we have our team here all the way from New Zealand and Germany. And they're super prophetic, so you guys are going to be you're going to enjoy more of the prophetic tonight through words of knowledge. So do we take questions? Did you have a question? Oh, okay. We will have some questions later. A question time? Okay, what is your question? Activation in the prophetic. Yes. Yeah, we're actually going to do some activation and healing and words of knowledge tonight. But basically, activation is getting you guys activated in that, meaning we teach you how to do it and you guys do it. Super simple. So, of the prophetic. Well, actually, all of the gifts are free gifts, and I'm not the administrator of them. The Holy Spirit is. So you can receive them all. Just, you know, get them from the Holy Spirit. They're there for the taking. So, okay, so I'm just going to share a little bit about my journey. And then how many of you guys want to see or love to see healing? Yes, we love it. How many of you guys, all of your feet in the air, how many of you guys love to see healing when you pray for someone? All right, well, we're going to do some of that tonight. We're going to have you guys be the ministry team. We're just going to walk you through some simple steps of what that looks like. And I'm going to share a little bit about my journey of how I was activated in healing. And we're just going to have a real fun time. I think Thomas shared a few testimonies that happened today. We were in Newark. We were in Newark this morning. It was amazing. The presence of God just came in worship. In fact, by the time worship was done, I think we only had 15 minutes to preach, which is awesome. Because we're not going to say, oh, Jesus, you're here. Do you mind scooting over so we can talk about you? We're going to say, oh, God, you're here. Thank you. This is what it's all about. Amen. So his presence just came really strong in the room during worship. And that's really the ultimate goal of church. That's the ultimate goal of worship. That's the ultimate goal as Christians is the Emmanuel, God with us. And so when his presence comes in the room, that's him in the room. When my husband walks into a room, I know I can feel his presence. I can feel my husband is here. So when we talk about the presence and we love the presence, it's us saying, we love you, Jesus. And we love when you're in our midst. We love when your presence is here because you're here with us. So when he comes into the room, we just want to honor that because that's the most valuable thing. Before the cross, there was a veil that kept the presence of God being with the people of God. And the high priest once a year would go through that veil and do a sacrifice on behalf of all of Israel. And that would be the Day of Atonement. And that sacrifice would pay only for the sins of that year. And that was the one time when the high priest was able to go into the Holy of Holies where the glory of God was. And when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was ripped. Hallelujah. And now we have access to his presence. And so that is really just one of the most beautiful gifts that we have. And so when the presence of God comes, we just love to let him know, God, you're here and our hands are off of this. You're here. What are you saying? What are you doing? We love your presence. So that happened this morning, and this was amazing. After worship, we came up, we gave a few prophetic words, and then we started sharing some words of knowledge. We said, God is healing hips. God is healing wrists. And we just shared a few words of knowledge. And so we said, okay, stand up if you have any of those conditions. And there was a few people who stood up. And the first man, I said, okay, what's going on with your hip? And he said, well, actually, in worship, I got healed. And we're like, oh my gosh, come on, Jesus. And he had a hip problem. He also had lower back pain. And he had another issue, I believe, with either his shoulders or his neck. He got completely healed in worship. Thank you, Jesus. So then we went to the next lady. We said, okay, ma'am, what's going on? She said, actually, I got healed in worship. Like, tell us about it. And she said that she had issues with her hip, and she had so much pain with it. She had to go to a pain management person, and they said, well, actually, the only thing that you have hope for is a miracle from God, because nothing's going to take care of this. Well, guess what God did in worship this morning? He healed her from 11 years of this hip pain. Isn't he good? He is so good. Thank you, Lord. Her daughter got healed as well. And so we started to catch on. Sometimes we're a little slow. How many of you guys got healed in worship? And there's just, you know, hands raising. And Jesus is in our midst. And we didn't even lay hands on anyone. We didn't pray for anyone. And he just loves to heal. And he loves it when we receive his presence and receive him. So I just want to leave that with you guys, just that nugget of, like, when Jesus's presence is there, it's something to value. When you're married, you want to spend time with your husband or wife. And it's not always just you spending time with them, like, okay, these are our grocery lists and this is what we need to do. These are our tasks for the day. You know, sometimes we can do that with God. Sometimes we can come to him with our list of prayers and we're like, okay, this is my time to spend with God. This is my quiet time. And okay, I'm going to read my 10 chapters and here's my prayer list. Okay, prayed in the spirit. All right, I'm good. And you know, it's about a relationship. It's about spending time with him in his presence. And sometimes he just wants to be with you. Sometimes he just wants to sit next to you and just, you know, just be there. And when you're in a meaningful relationship with someone, you want to spend time with them. You don't want to just be talking the whole time or going over tasks. You want to spend time with him. So there's just something about spending time in his presence. And spending time, like, you know, sometimes we're doing all the talking. And sometimes he wants to do some of the talking. Sometimes he wants to just sit there and I say, okay, Jesus, tell me how much you love me. What do you think about me? Who do you say that I am? And just let him love on you. He loves to love on us. He is love. He is love. God is love. So it's just a real valuable thing when we step into that place and let our spirits become quiet and just let him be with us. So when I was, let's see, this is several years ago. I went to Israel and I became a missionary over there. And I had gone to Bible school. I had actually gone to a school of ministry where there was revival happening down in Pensacola, Florida. And I totally experienced revival. I totally experienced the glory of God. There was such amazing things that were happening at that church. There were actually people would line up from 7 a.m. in the morning to get in to service that started at 6 p.m. because there was such the glory and the presence of God. And actually, if you didn't get in line by 8 o'clock in the morning, you wouldn't get in the sanctuary. You would have to go sit in a different building. So people came from all over the world. I remember there was a reporter from the Dallas Star, and she came and she's like, I'm gonna interview some people who are standing in line, because there would just be random people who would just come stand in line. And she's like, I'm going to figure this out. What are all these people coming for? you know, I'm hearing about like people would just run to the altar, just throw their drugs and their guns and different things up on the altar, and they're just weeping. There's just this amazing outpouring of salvation. So she walks up to this man. She's like, I'm going to find the roughest person here, and I'm going to ask him what he's doing here. So she walks up to this man, and he's a biker. Like, he has his leather biker outfit on, and he's, you know, big, and he has, you know, he's just there. And he's standing there, and he kind of stands out, and she said, excuse me, sir, can I just ask you, what are you doing here? And he said, I don't know, lady. And she said, no, you know, you're standing in line with a lot of people. You guys have been standing out here for hours. You know, why are you standing here? And he said, look, lady, I don't know. And she goes, well, you know, what do you mean you don't know? He's like, lady, I just don't know. And she goes, well, sir, do you mind expounding a little bit about what you know? He goes, lady, I was driving on my bike across the country, and I hear this voice that says, go to Pensacola, Florida, and you'll find what you're looking for. So that's why I'm here. And she said, well, so what is it that you're finding? He's like, lady, I don't know, but I'm here, and I'm going to find something. And I'm sure he did find something. But that was the Bible school that I went to. We would go out on the streets, and we would preach on the streets. We would go to on the beach. There was this strip where all the bars were, and we would just preach the gospel. And we knew, because this happened so much, that when we preached to someone and they were drunk, they would sober up immediately. That was so common that we didn't even question whether or not it would happen, because it happened nearly every time. There was such a move of the Spirit, and I was so blessed to be able to go to that school of ministry. So here I am. I've experienced revival. I go to a church. I intern there for 3 years, and then I go to the mission field. And I'm out in Israel, and we're doing we're planning churches, and I helped start a church. I helped start a youth group and a young adult group. I'm speaking, I'm teaching how to lead worship and teaching on worship at a Bible school for the Israeli soldiers who believe in Jesus when they come out of the army. When they finish, we have this Bible school, and I'm just doing this stuff, you know, like Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples. So I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's do this. So I'm doing that. And I'm starting to get burnt out. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't get burnt out. I'm the Bible school student. You know, I've been doing ministry. I'm called to this. I can't get burnt out. And so I just kept moving forward, just kept going forward. And at one point we did a conference that was actually Israel is super small, so it was actually a national youth conference for all the believing youth in Israel. And so we had a team from Bethel Church in Redding, California, come out there. So I was hosting them, and some of you guys may have heard of Joaquin Evans. He was on that trip. Josh Stevens. How many of you guys have heard Josh Stevens? Isn't he awesome? He's been here 3 times. All right, so you guys are going to be able to picture the story, because he's a massive part of this. So so Josh Stevens comes, and another guy named Chris. So I go to the airport to pick up Josh, and we're waiting for Chris to come up. And so we're sitting at the airport, and suddenly Josh, and meanwhile, I'm just thinking, like, this is just another conference, you know, something to check off the to-do list, then we're going to the next thing, you know. So I'm just kind of like in administrative mode, because I'm helping organize this whole thing. So so we're sitting down, and we're just doing small talk, and suddenly Josh goes, ow, someone has knee pain. I'm like, what? He's like, someone has knee pain. I'm like, where did that come from? Number one. Number two, how do you know that? Number three, why is that relevant to in the middle of our conversation? I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, I'm getting a word of knowledge that someone has knee pain. And now I'm super intrigued, because I hear about the gifts of the Spirit. You know, I know that word of knowledge, prophecy, word of wisdom. Not quite sure what a word of knowledge is, but I know it's a gift, and we can all have access to the gifts. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, how did you know that he had knee pain or that someone has knee pain? He's like, because I felt it in my knee. And I'm like, really? That is very interesting. So you just felt a pain and that's a word of knowledge for someone else. He's like, oh yeah, we see it all the time. Like you walk by someone and you can feel a pain and that's a word of knowledge for them. Or you walk into a room and you feel something like that wasn't there before. Like suddenly you get a headache or something happens. That's a word of knowledge. And I was like, this is interesting because for the last like 4 years, I've been feeling random pains in my body and I've been rebuking them in Jesus' name. So I remember I would be walking. I lived on the bottom apartment of this house. And every time I would walk past the top apartment, my elbow would start hurting and my knee. And I was like, I rebuke this demon in Jesus' name. Like whatever demon is standing at the top of these stairs, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Like you're trying to get me every time. I'm not receiving it. And so I'm like, oh, that's kind of embarrassing. I think I've been rebuking the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, which I don't know how that works because they're God, rebuking God in God's name. But anyway, so I said, that's interesting. And I said, well, I'm feeling one right now. And he said, okay, what is it? I said, my elbow is hurting. And I can't remember if it was my left or right. And he said, yeah, I'm feeling that too. And sure enough, there was someone there who had elbow pain. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this has just radically changed my perspective of life right now. Okay, here we go. So this is like, we haven't even left the airport yet. And I'm starting to like get my life paradigm is starting to shift. So I'm like, okay, who are these people? This is interesting. So we end up taking the rest of the team back to their hotel. And the next day I came and met them and I'm giving them their lunch tickets and their schedules and their bus tickets. And I'm just explaining to them what they're doing. So I'm sitting there and suddenly Joaquin, I'm sitting across from Joaquin and just giving him the instructions. And part of the team just goes off to the corner and they stand there with their hands like this. And they just close their eyes and they say, more, Lord. And I've never seen anything like this. I'm like, what are they doing? That is weird. I'm like, okay, well, I've seen Stranger Things, so just keep working. And suddenly, like, it just started, like, you could start feeling the presence of God come in the room. And I was like, wow, I'm starting to get really, like, woozy right now. And like, you know, when the presence comes, some of us can feel this, some, you know, everyone experiences the presence differently. So no one needs to feel like, why don't I feel that? There's must be something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. We are each individually created differently. And so God speaks to us differently. But for me, sometimes the presence comes so much that, I mean, all I want to do is just lay on the ground because it just feels so heavy and it feels good, not heavy in a bad way. And so I said, Lord, what are you doing? Because I've felt this before. I am in the middle of about to do a national conference tomorrow and I have a lot of things to do. I do not have time for this, God. And slowly the people started leaving the table and joining them. By this point, people are like laying out in the living room on the ground. And this is what I looked like. My computer is right here on the table. And I was like this. I was fighting it, like lifting up my head every once in a while and still trying to talk to Joaquin. And he's like, so you should probably just give in to that. You should probably go ahead and, you know, let the Lord come. And I was like, no, I got to work. And he's like, how is that working out for you? It's not working out very well. So I finally gave in and I just went out in the living room and I laid on the couch and I just let the Lord come. And it was at that moment that I realized that this is what I had been missing. I was a burnt out missionary. I had experienced revival. I had experienced and seen some of the greatest salvations and there are radical healings, but I didn't value the presence of God. And because I didn't value that, I didn't carry it over into the rest of my life. You know, like you go into church life, the presence comes, hallelujah. But what does it look like in your day-to-day life? And I began to realize that I was absolutely desperate for this. And if I didn't have this, I wasn't going to make it. And so I told Joaquin, I said, okay, Joaquin, I'm still laying on the couch. And I'm like, Joaquin, so I don't know what all this is, but I know it's inside of me and I need to figure out how to get it out. So I'm going to be your little groupie after this conference, and I'm going to follow you to all the other churches that you're ministering at. And I'm desperate for this. I have to have this. So I'm just apologizing up front. And he's like, come join the team. I'm like, really? Yes. Okay. All right, let's do this. So we did the conference, and I just saw some radical things. Like one of the team members, Chris Kildosher, he's on the prayer line praying for someone, and he just starts praying in tongues. Well, he just feels like God on it, so he just keeps praying in tongues. And suddenly someone came and tapped him on the shoulder and said, did you know that you're praying in Hebrew? He's like, what? They're like, yeah, you're praying in fluent Hebrew. And he's like, are you kidding me? No. And so they just get out a recorder and they start recording it. Now, I actually learned Hebrew when I was there. And so someone came up and told me, and I'm like, no, I'm totally full of unbelief. Like, I do not believe that he's speaking Hebrew. I was one of those unbelief people. And he came up and he started speaking, he's speaking Hebrew. And I was like, there was such a fear of the Lord over it. Like, I was like, please stop. Like, I cannot listen to this. Like, I could not listen to it because it was so holy. Like, there was just something so holy on it. And when they recorded it, someone translated it, and what he was praying was God, things such as, God, you're coming to the Western Wall. You're coming to save the rabbis, and they're going to know that Jesus is the Messiah. And he was prophesying salvation over Israel. Like, those were some of the crazy things that we were seeing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen during this week. I was like super excited and scared at the same time. So so after the conference, Joaquin's like, hey, let's go walk through Old Jerusalem and let's see what's going on there. And I said, okay, let's do it. So also there was this other thing that they were doing, which like they would call out words of knowledge, which I kind of got introduced to through Josh, and I was like, okay, I got that. And they'd be like, okay, so you have this condition, come here. And they would like lay their hand on him and say, all right, be healed in Jesus' name. Knee, work in the name of Jesus. Okay, test it out. And they would work, they would test it out, and they would be healed. And like, they're praying these like short prayers, and I'm freaking out because these people are getting healed. I'm like, this does not fit in my paradigm. Like, I'm sorry, like, I am so confused right now. Like, how is this happening? It does not make sense to me. So we go out and into the Old Jerusalem. Now, we go into, there's different quarters that they have in the old city. And one of them is an Arab quarter, a Muslim quarter. Then you have the Jewish quarter, which is like the ultra, ultra Orthodox Jewish quarter. So there's different sects in Judaism, and I won't go into all that, but there's this one sect of Judaism. Sect is like a denomination in Judaism, basically. And they wear these black black velvet kippas, which are those head coverings that they wear. Well, those are the ones that really, really, really hate the Messianic Jews, who are the Jews that believe in Jesus. Like, they firebomb their congregations. They, like, stone them. Like, my pastor had been stoned, like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times. Like, those are the ones that you're walking down the street and you don't want to like go out of your way to witness to them, if you know what I mean. Like, they're the ones that you're like, okay, let's go ahead and go this way. You're not looking for ways to get on, wave a flag and say, I am a Messianic Jew. So we're in the ultra Orthodox Jewish quarter. And Joaquin, now, and there's probably like 30 different sects of Judaism. So like, there's a whole lot of other ones that you can, you know, enjoy life with. Those are the ones that you're like, let's go ahead and go over here. So we're in there, and Joaquin gets a word of knowledge. He's like, hey, Christina, will you translate for me? And I was like, sure. And so he's like, it's for that guy over there. And it was this guy who had, like, the black velvet keep. And I'm like, oh, boy. Now, we're in their territory. We're in their neighborhood, you know. So I'm, like, looking for, like, the nearest exit that we're going to need to run. I mean, they can be violent. So I'm like, okay, where are we going here? He's like, we translate. And I'm like, Jesus, help me, God. So he's like, so I'm like, excuse me, sir, do you have pain in your jaw? And he's like, he stops. He's like, yes, how'd you know that? And I'm like, here it goes. And Joaquin goes, well, we believe in the God of Israel, and he loves to heal. And he's speaking about you, and he wants to heal your jaw. How does it feel now? So I translate that, and the guy, Joaquin's like, check it out. So he starts, like, moving his jaw, and he's like, that's crazy. The pain is gone. And he's like, that's awesome. God just healed you. And the guy is, like, in complete unbelief. Like, his jaw just got healed. And he's like, how did you do that? And Joaquin's like, well, it's really simple. We believe in the God of Israel. He loves you. He wants to heal you, and he just touched you right now. And he's like, yeah, but how'd you do that? And I'm like, okay, here we go. And he said the same thing. He said, well, we believe in the God of Israel. He loves you. He wants to heal you. And we also believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and he just touched you. So the guy, like, stopped dead in his tracks, and he's just looking at us. And so then he, like, walks over here to some of his friends, and he starts explaining to them what just happened. And Joaquin yells out to him. He's like, hey, did you guys just hear what happened? His jaw just got healed. Like, the pain is gone. Did you hear that? Do you guys have any pain in your body? And two of them, like, bolt running down the street. And one of them runs to us, and he's like, yeah, 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 I have pain in my knees. I was in a car accident. I've had it for 8 years. Can you get rid of it? And he's like, yeah, definitely. So they pray for him. He gets healed. So now we have, like, this other guy who's wandering around, like, I have no idea what just happened. We have this guy jumping up and down. He's like, my knees are healed. Like, the pain is gone. And people start coming out of the shops, and they're like, come in here. Pray for her. She has a headache. Come over here. See this beggar lady over here? She has a lot of pain. She's always here begging for food because she can't get up and walk. Pray for her. And we just started getting pulled into all of these different areas of the old city, Jerusalem, which is a miracle. It is an absolute miracle. So we just had this miracle breakout where people are just getting healed, who are, like, persecutors of Jesus in their neighborhood. And we did it in the name of Jesus. That was awesome. Is that awesome? It's awesome. So we had a lot of fun there. Then the next day we go up to Mount Carmel. And as we're driving to Mount Carmel, we had some crazy experiences I don't think I have time to go into. Josh, is that okay? All right. Just believe me, we had, like, some crazy experiences. But anyway, so we get up to Mount Carmel, and we go to this this congregation. Now, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. Like, I've probably said this, like, 50 times up to this point. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Like, all this stuff is just blowing my mind. And so we get there, and Joaquin preaches, and then he's like, okay, we're going to bring this sick up here, and we're going to pray for him. And so there are just so many sick people. They just came up and fled to the front. So the team's praying for them. I'm standing in the back next to the book table, and they start bringing sick people to me. I'm like, oh, no, no. I'm actually not on the ministry team. You want to get prayer, just go ahead and go up to the front, and they'll pray for you. They have lots of people up there. They totally want to pray for you. I mean, do you see these people getting healed? They want to pray for you. And I was like, ma'am, but didn't you come with the ministry team? I was like, well, yeah, but I'm only doing the book table. I'm the book table person. So the ministry team is up there, and they're the ones who are praying for the sick. So you can go up there, and they'll pray for you. And they said, ma'am, but do you see her? She's like bent over in pain. Like there's such a line up there. Can you just please pray for her? I mean, you're with the team. And I'm thinking like, this is not good. This is not a good scenario. Because a little history about my prayer, praying for the sick. So I believe that Jesus wants to heal the sick. I mean, we all believe. How many of us believe Jesus wants to heal the sick? He is still healing the sick today. So I believe it. And, you know, so like I've tried all these different methods, you know, like it's like go up, bring the sick up to the front and let the elders of the church anoint them with oil and pray for them. So I like go up to the front and I'm like, anoint me with oil. They pray for me. I didn't get healed. I'm like, okay, I don't understand that. That's all right. But, you know, I have this bottle of anointing oil. So maybe if I anoint people with oil, they'll get healed. So I pray for the sick. I'm like anointing them with oil. And I'm not really seeing people get healed. I'm like, okay, that's all right. I still believe that we're supposed to, you know, people are supposed to get healed. That's okay. So I try this other method. I'm like, you know, I hear a sermon about like, well, you really need to warn the spirit over people. I mean, if you warn the spirit over people, then you're like stirring up your faith, you know? So like, just go pray in tongues over them for like 10 minutes and just see what happens. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. So I like go in, I'm like, you know, like 10 minutes. I'm like opening up my eyes, see if they're better. They're not. Okay, we're going to keep praying. So I'm like trying. I'm like, just keep. And that didn't really work. So I'm like, okay. So then I hear this other sermon about like how Jesus, you know, he was moved with compassion for the crowd of people. And then he prayed for them. And so I'm like, okay, I need to be moved with compassion, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to cry over people, you know? Like, we got to do this. So I'll like bring up someone sick and I'm like crying over them. Like, Lord, you love them, God. Jesus, you died on the cross for them to be healed, Lord. God, come. Lord, you promised you would come. Come. And I'm not seeing them healed. So my background and my like success rate is not a good success rate in healing. Every once in a while, I would see one person healed and I would be super excited and confused at the same time because I don't know what I did that time that was different than the other times. But hallelujah, I'm a good Christian. I'm praying for the sick. So that was my like history that's rolling through my head as they're saying, please, ma'am, will you please pray for them? And so I'm like thinking, believe me, you do not want me to pray for you. You will probably be sicker by the time I'm done. So they wouldn't give up. They're super persistent. And I said, I'm having this internal conversation with the Lord, like, God, what are you doing right now? This is really uncomfortable. Like, God, you know that I can't do that. That's why I'm with these people trying to figure out what they're doing, trying to figure out what's going on because I can't do it. Remember? That's why I jumped on this trip with them. And why are you asking, why are you having people come to me and ask me to pray for them? Like, I haven't got it yet, God. And so I'm having this internal conversation with the Lord. I'm getting a little frustrated with the Lord. And I finally said, okay, look, I'll do the pre-prayer for her. And then after I'm done, you can take them over to the ministry team over there and they will pray for you and you will get healed. Okay? Okay, just anything, just please pray. I'm like, oh, Lord, I am frustrated. How many of us are thankful that God is like, you know, he doesn't get mad at us when we're frustrated? Like, he's a good father, and he walks. He's probably, like, laughing. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Look what I have in store for her. Look what they're about to step into. So I'm like, okay, Lord, if we're going to do this, I know that I can't do this because I can't do it. Never done it before. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go stand next to Joaquin, and I'm going to repeat word for word how he prays for the person that he's praying for. That's how I'm praying, God, just so that you know. And he's, you know, he's going, good, I'm glad that you figured it out that it's not about you. I'm glad that you figured out that you don't have what it takes to pray for the sick. I'm glad you're getting it. So he is like super excited that I'm doing this. Meanwhile, I'm like, All right, here we go. So I take the lady up next to Joaquin, and I'm like, all right, stand right here. And Joaquin's right here. He has no idea I'm doing this. So I'm serious. Like, God, I'm serious. I will do exactly what he does. You just watch. You're putting me in this position, and this is what I'm going to do. So Joaquin, like, puts his hand on the person, so I put my hand on him, and I'm listening, and he goes, Jesus. And I go, Jesus, I release healing. I release healing. I command the pain to leave. I command the pain to leave. All right, check it out. All right, check it out. Now, I'm freaking out because that was the shortest prayer I've ever prayed in my life, and this girl is doubled over in pain. I would think that you need a little more serious prayer, you know what I'm saying, for her. But anyways, I said, check it out. She jumps up. She is completely healed. Hallelujah. So I am, like, super confused at that point, but really excited. And I grab her hands, and we're just, like, jumping up and down in a circle. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what just happened. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I just got healed. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't know what's going on. So we're super excited, and they bring up another person. And I'm like, okay, well, that works. Let's try it again. So we try it again. Pray for this person. They have rheumatoid. So the first person had issues in their digestive system, just like Crohn's disease, something along the lines of Crohn's disease, just doubled over in pain. Jesus healed her instantly. He is so good. So the next person comes up. They have rheumatoid arthritis all throughout their joints. So I said, okay. So I'm repeating Joaquin again. I'm like, I still don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why that works, but we're doing it. So I repeat them. So I'm like, okay, test it out. It was a really short prayer again. Test it out. She tested out, and like, it's like half of the pain was gone. And funny enough, the person that Joaquin was praying for, half of their issue was gone. And I'm like, I don't know what to do right now. And so he goes back, and he's like, all right, well, let's thank the Lord for what we did. I'm like, let's thank the Lord for what he did. And we're like, thank you, Jesus, that half the pain is gone. God, you're amazing. That's a miracle. We couldn't do that. You did that. So we just recognized what God was doing. And so then he's like, all right, can I pray for you again? I'm like, can I pray for you again? He's like, yes. So pray for her again, and all the pain leaves. She gets completely healed. Hallelujah. So that day began a journey for me of realizing that praying for the sick isn't about me. That praying for the sick isn't about how long I can pray or how much faith I have or how much faith the other person has or the formula that I have because I saw that on TV or I heard it in a sermon and that's the way that God heals. That the more that I realize that I don't know how to do my job of healing the sick, the more that God heals the sick, because it's not about us. It's something that he already paid for. And I'm going to read a verse out of Matthew chapter 10. I think it's one that some of us may have heard before. Josh, tell me when you're ready. So we're going to do Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. And then I'm going to ask you, how many of you guys have heard this verse? All right, let's see, that's Colossians. All right, here's Matthew. As you go, preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely you have received, freely give. How many of you guys have heard that verse? That is a good verse to have heard. That is what we call the Great Commission. And that is what Jesus sent his 12 disciples out to do. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go heal the sick, raise the dead. So that day began a journey for me of realizing that praying for the sick isn't about me. That praying for the sick isn't about how long I can pray or how much faith I have or how much faith the other person has or the formula that I have because I saw that on TV or I heard it in a sermon and that's the way that God heals. That the more that I realize that I don't know how to do my job of healing the sick, the more that God heals the sick, because it's not about us. It's something that he already paid for. And I'm going to read a verse out of Matthew chapter 10. I think it's one that some of us may have heard before. Josh, tell me when you're ready. So we're going to do Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. And then I'm going to ask you how many of you guys have heard this verse afterwards. All right. Let's see. That's Colossians. All right. Here's Matthew. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. How many of you guys have heard that verse? That is a good verse to have heard. That is what we call the Great Commission. And that is what Jesus sent his 12 disciples out to do. And he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Freely you have received, so freely give. That is our call as Christians, is to do that, is to heal the sick, preach the gospel, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Freely we have received, so freely give. So we are essentially all called to heal the sick. How many of us know that we're called to preach the gospel? We know that because of this verse, the Great Commission. So equally, we are all called to heal the sick. That is our place as a Christian. It wasn't a suggestion from Jesus. He was like, hey, and by the way, if you get around to it, go ahead and heal the sick. He was like, go heal the sick. Go preach the gospel. This is something that we're called to do as Christians. And so I want us to turn also to Colossians chapter 1. And we'll read verse 27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's just say Christ in you, the hope of glory together. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's say Christ in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let's say Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in me is the hope of glory. How many of us believe that? We have Christ in us, and he is the hope of glory in our midst. How many of us have prayed for our family or our neighbors or our workplace or our school or our cities to be saved? We've all prayed for that. We've all asked God to come in. God, release your glory in our city. Release your glory in our family. Release your glory at our workplace, God. Draw them in. And what that is, essentially, is asking God to release what's already in us. We already have the hope of glory in us. It says that the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us. Do you know how powerful that is? The very spirit that raised Christ from the dead when he was dead for 3 days dwells inside of each of us. That is a very powerful, powerful thing. If we have the very spirit that raised Christ from the dead in us, how easy is it for us to pray for someone who's having issues with a cold and for them to get healed? You think that's a really easy thing for God to do? It's really easy. In fact, he already paid for all sickness and disease on the cross. He already paid for it all. In Isaiah, it says that by his stripes we were healed. We were healed. It repeats that in the New Testament as well. In that verse, the word that they use for salvation means healing, salvation, and deliverance. Jesus came that we all might be saved, right? And that is that we all might be healed, that we all might be saved from sin, and that we would all be delivered. That is what we're called to. So we're going to go over a few things How many of us want to walk in that divine healing of praying for people and seeing them healed? That's good, because we're going to do it tonight. You guys excited about that? So I wanted to share my story with you because I wanted you to know how simple it is. It's very simple. If I randomly stumbled onto how to pray for the sick, believe me, you can do it. I wasn't sitting in a classroom like, yes, Lord, I want to know this. I'm so open and receiving. I was sitting at a book table going, God, I do not want this. God, I can't do this. Why are you dragging me into this, God? And the Lord was so gracious to go ahead and be like, girl, you need this, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. So I can guarantee you that God is more eager for you guys to walk in this than you are eager to receive it, because this is something that we're all called to. So we are going to have the team come up. Before I do that, are you guys all awake? You guys, all right, good, because we're about ready to all get active, so we need you to be awake for that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and have my team come up here. And what we're going to do is we're going to call out some words of knowledge. So the first thing that we're going to have you do is respond to words of knowledge. That means if we ask you, anybody who has a sore throat, to stand up. Please stand up if you have a sore throat, okay? So I went over a little bit about words of knowledge, how Josh taught me that if I feel a pain in my body that's not mine, that's a word of knowledge. You guys remember that? Okay, some other ways that you can get words of knowledge, and I'll just do a brief, just super brief, is is God can highlight a certain body part. So you could look at someone and be like, their shoulder is kind of highlighted. So that could be a word of knowledge. He can give you a picture in your mind. You just suddenly, you see a spine or a foot or a toe. You could also just, you know, have a vision of it. I personally don't have visions of it, but that could be another way. God can speak in many ways. You could just have an impression, or you hear something like ear, or you just have an impression about something. More often than not, we're hearing from the Lord and we don't even know it. So here's what if you guys can multitask, can you guys multitask? Yeah? Okay, because this is a training time. So I need you guys to kind of like put on your multitask hat. What we're going to do is we're going to call out words of knowledge, and we're going to have you guys respond to it. So if you have any of these ailments or things that we're calling out, we're going to have you stand up, and we're going to pray for you. But before we do that, while we're calling out words of knowledge, I want you guys in the room to get some words of knowledge. And so right now, I just want you to be asking the Holy Spirit to show you something. Ask him to highlight something to you. If you're feeling anything, just start being aware of your body. Like, is the Lord highlighting anything? It could feel like a sharp pain. It could kind of feel like a dull pain. It could just feel like an impression on that. It doesn't have to feel like pain. Just start asking the Holy Spirit right now as I'm talking. Just asking him some words of knowledge. Just ask him, what are some body parts that are going on? And when we're calling out words of knowledge, I want you guys to be paying attention, because you guys are actually going to hear some of the words of knowledge that you're getting out there. You're going to hear called up in the front here. And if we had more time, we would have you guys come up here, because you guys are just as equipped to call out words of knowledge as we are. We are, for the sake of wanting to activate you guys and praying for the sick, we're not going to do that part tonight. Josh may have that at another time. I'm not sure what their curriculum is, but this is how we can get you guys a little activated in words of knowledge, okay? So let's just take 30 seconds and ask the Holy Spirit to give you something or some things. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and call out some words of knowledge, and we'll start off. over here and we'll just pass it down and then we'll pass it down again, all right?
Okay, so someone has pain in the back of their head that's going through to their eye.
Okay, I feel like headaches. The right foot and the left knee.
If you have anything they've called out, please go ahead and stand up. And the point of words of knowledge is, it's not we're saying this is the only thing God wants to heal. The point of words of knowledge is to ignite faith in the room that God's here. He's not the kind of father that he's going to highlight things just to show off all the information he knows. He's a loving father who's going to highlight things so people will get healed. The Lord is healing the bottom of people's feet. Could be plantar fasciitis, could be some bone problems or a lack of arches. Anything on the bottom of your feet, stand up, please. Thank you, Father. And as Christina shared, it happened this morning. Feel free to get healed before we pray for you. So if there's a way you can test it out just while we're up here doing this, awesome. But we're going to call some more out.
I also feel breathing problems, something when you have difficulty with breathing.
And someone with back pain, but it's high back pain, if just across the
bottom of the shoulder blades.
Yeah, bottom of the shoulder blades, across your back.
The Lord is healing sore throats and allergy symptoms.
Got two. First one is itchy eyes, I think from the allergies. And the second, if you've had some kind of skin graft at some point and you have a lot of pain from it, or you deal with some kind of pain or discomfort from a skin graft. I don't know what that is, but if that's you, boom, there it is. Yeah.
The Lord is healing some type of condition in the nerves in the leg. Could be a numbness. Okay. Anyone else? Does that make sense to you? Some nerve condition? Okay. He is also healing a condition in the calf. Is that you, sir? Did you just stand up for that? Okay. The left calf specifically, but it could be either one. Does that make sense to someone? Okay.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Did any of you guys hear some of the word of knowledge, some of the words of knowledge that the Lord showed you when we called them out? It's awesome. You guys are already getting activated in it. Praise the Lord. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. If you are standing up, I just want you to test out the condition right now because God is healing. He's in the room healing right now as we speak. So before anybody gets a chance to pray for you, Jesus just loves to show off and heal people. So if you're sensing any change or anything happening, just raise your hand or wave it at me. We just want to celebrate what God's doing. Yeah? What's going on back here?
My left calf, it didn't hurt till you guys said start looking for like a word of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
My left calf started. And then you guys said something about your left calf and my left calf quicker.
Ha! So that was like a word of knowledge that you got,
yeah.
And he released the word of knowledge. Yeah. And when that word of knowledge was released, like, it just disappeared. That's awesome. You are so activated in that. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so is there anybody else, like if it's your back or your leg or anything, you're just sensing any change? And the reason why I'm asking for any change is because sometimes it's easy to focus, like you pray for someone and they get a little bit of breakthrough and you say, okay, how are you doing? And they're like, I mean, it feels a little bit a little bit better, but I'm still so sick. I mean, it just still hurts, and it's like, it's still there. And their, like, focus is on what's not happening rather than the little bit that already got healed, which we all know that's not something that I have the power to do. I don't know how to heal someone. They don't know how to heal themselves. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking for prayer. And so that little bit of increase or of breakthrough is a miracle already happening in their bodies. So what we want to do is we look for any type of change that happened. And we want to thank God for that, because that is a miracle in and of itself. Does that mean we're going to stop praying? No, but we're going to stop and thank God for what he's doing. And then we'll continue on with that. So I just want to ask again, if there's anyone who's already gotten some partial breakthrough back here, thank you, Lord. What's happening? Now the pain's gone? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. Okay, ma'am, in front of her. Awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, what's happening with you in the back? The headache? It's gone. So you're telling me that there's headaches fleeing out of this room right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a headache, they're leaving the room. So just let that headache know. Ha ha. There's no headaches allowed in this room. In Jesus' name. All right. So if you are standing up, I want you to raise your hand. Everyone who's standing up, you responded to a word of knowledge, raise your hand. Okay, if you are sitting down, you are the ministry team. So what I want you to do, if you're sitting down, everyone keep your hands up. If you're sitting down, I want you to get up, please, and find someone who's raising their hand. We'll just do one person per person. And try to find someone that you don't know or that you're not, like, super great friends with. When someone comes to you to pray for you, you can put your hand down. Keep your hand up if you don't have someone praying for you yet. Okay. Has everyone who does not have their hand up found someone to pray for yet? Are people still walking around? Try to see up here. Okay, we still have some hands over here. We have three over here. Is there anybody who hasn't found someone to pray for yet? Okay, raise your hand. Keep your hand raised high. Sir, in the sweater back there. Oh, you're getting prayed for. Nice. Okay. All right, so those of you who still have your hands raised, go find someone else who has their hand raised. We'll go ahead and get you guys connected. But if it's someone that you are really close to, then find someone else. Okay, I need everyone to stop talking for a moment. We're going to get everyone to stop talking. Now, you guys are super hungry and super eager, so this may not be easy, but I'm going to walk you guys through it. So we're not going to have you pray for them yet. Okay? I bet you never thought you would hear that in church. No praying loud. Okay, so if I can get everyone's attention, what we're going to do, and I just want to ask you to everyone listen and pay attention. What we're going to have you do is I want you to turn to the person and I want you to ask them their name and ask them where they're from. And that's it. Go ahead. Okay, awesome. Good job, guys. All right. So the next thing that I'm going to have you do is I want you to ask them, or the person who is receiving prayer, I want you to tell them what you're receiving prayer for. But what that looks like is just saying, I'm receiving prayer for my back. It does not look like you saying, I'm receiving prayer for my back because I had 10 surgeries and last year I had to go through all these medications and then the doctor said that I was supposed to go to a nursing home because it couldn't get taken care of. Do not go into the long history of your ailment. Jesus already knows it. He cares. And so he's going to release healing over it, but we do not need to have you go ahead and go into that. So what we want you to do is simply tell them what you're receiving prayer for. So I'll give you guys 30 seconds to do that. Go ahead. All right. Awesome. Good job, guys. You guys are doing great. Okay, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to let Jesus brag on himself a little bit. So I'm going to have you ask them to test out their condition before you pray for them. And we're going to see how many breakthroughs we're going to get. So ask them if they can test it out and see if there's any change, if they already got healed, and have them wave their hand if they did. Go ahead. See a hand waving over here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, just wave your hand at me if you are already experiencing breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Just put your hand up high so everyone can see this. Do you guys see what Jesus is already doing? This is awesome. He is so eager to heal. We don't even get a chance to pray for people yet. It's awesome. Okay, so here's what I want you to do next is I'm going to have you pray for them, but I want you to pray a really, really short prayer. And the reason why is because people are not healed because of the length of our prayers. They're healed because of the length of Jesus' suffering that he already did on the cross. Amen? So that being said, I want you to pray a short prayer. Just step into what God already did. Release the healing that he already released over them. So go ahead and pray a short prayer and then ask them to test it out. Go for it. Okay, if you're still praying, it's too long of a prayer. So go ahead and stop praying and then ask them to test it out. Just test it out all over the room. And start waving your hands at us if you're seeing breakthrough. Over here. This is awesome. Wave your hand at me if you're already seeing breakthrough. Okay. Ma'am, what's happening? Thank you, Lord. Okay, guys, I want everyone just to stop for a minute. We have a few testimonies that I just want to have shared over the microphone. So, excuse me. Okay, what's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, what just happened?
I have that fish that plantus. I guess that's what you call it, but it's. I usually wear these. Yeah, I usually wear these orthopods, and tonight when I came, I just didn't have time to find them, and so I just came, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. Well, they're not on, and yet it feels like they are. So that's the start of the.
Thank you, Lord. So you normally have to wear these orthopedic inserts in your shoes for your feet to feel okay. And right now you're not wearing them, but it feels like you are.
Yes, that's what it is. That's how I describe it.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Who else? Who else just received some breakthrough? Just wave your hand at me right now. Okay. We'll do comments in a moment. We'll do comments and questions in a moment. But who else already received breakthrough? Okay. What's your name?
Rose.
Rose, what just happened?
My neck and back, it's like I've had excruciating pain for years, and it's like really, it's like I don't feel anything now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. How many years have you had issues and pain in your neck and back?
1963.
Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. How many years is that?
51 years.
Wow.
She's only 17 years old though, so I don't know how that works.
Wow. Let's just thank the Lord right now. Let's just lift up a shout to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are so good. Wow, thank you, Lord. Okay, who else is experiencing breakthrough in their body right now? Wow, we got a lot going on over here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Karen, and I had this restless leg syndrome that I get and it's partially gone. And I was even sleepy, and I'm not as sleepy anymore because I have things to do when I go home.
Wow, thank you, Lord. So what symptoms were there and that are not there any longer?
I mean, I had to keep moving my leg. It was an achiness.
Wow. So this is like a miracle, not only for Karen, but also for Art. Hallelujah. He said that at night because of this. She kicks him. So thank you, Jesus. That's where your leg hurts. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, we are not finished yet. You guys are doing awesome. I just want you guys to know that you guys are doing a great job. Give yourself a hand. Just stepping into what God has for you. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do is some of you guys received partial breakthrough. Some of you received full breakthrough. Some of you didn't receive any breakthrough yet. But what we're going to do is I want the person who's praying for the other person to ask them this question. I want you to ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being excruciating pain, 0 being no pain, what scale on that, where were you at on that scale before we prayed? And where are you now? And so that could be anywhere from like, it could be pain, it could be pressure, whatever it is that's applicable to them. Ask them that. And that's a great way to gauge what the Lord's already done. So go ahead and ask him right now. Okay, as you're hearing good reports of the scale decreasing, I just want you and your partner just to start thanking the Lord for what he's done. We just want to thank him for the increase that we've already seen. If you haven't seen anything, go ahead and thank him for what he's doing in the room, because we just want to thank him and recognize what he's doing. So just take a time with them and just thank God. Say, God, you are so good. Lord, thank you for what you're doing already. Thank you for the decrease in pain. Thank you for healing people in this room, God. You are so good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So the reason why we thank God when we see a change, and I already went into this a little bit, but when we thank him, there's an increase that happens. Because our gaze is focusing on what he's doing, and he loves it when we focus on what he's doing, and he just releases an increase. So that is a key when you're praying for someone to find out what is God doing. Sometimes you could ask them, okay, I just prayed for you. How are you feeling? Well, the pain is still there. Okay, were you sensing anything that was happening while I was praying for your neck? Someone will say, well, actually, I was feeling like a warmth in my knee. Oh, really? Well, did you have pain in your knee before? Well, yeah, sometimes I have pain in my knee. Well, it seems like God's healing, actually healing your knee. So what we're trying to do is find out what is God doing. So that's why we ask, what are you sensing? What are you feeling? We ask the scale of 1 to 10 because we're asking, you know, we want to see, did it move one point? Did it move 3 points? We just want to thank God for what he's doing. And then we take that time to thank him because there's just a measure of increase that happens when we glorify him for what he's doing. And not only that, most importantly, he's worthy of us worshiping him and thanking him for what he's done. So these are some keys that I'm trying to give you guys along the way, okay? So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pray for them again. So you guys remember the drill. Go ahead and pray for them. Then do a short prayer, ask him how it's doing, ask him on the scale of 1 to 10 where they're at, thank the Lord for what they're doing. All right, go ahead and do that.
Together. But
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, you can bring the prayer to a close. If I could have your attention. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, if you got healed, at least 50% of the pain is away. You have 50% more mobility, 50% or all the way to it's totally well, I'm good. Wave your hand just so everybody can tell. Isn't that amazing, Jesus? Okay. Every parent I've ever met enjoys it when people brag and celebrate on their child and what they've done. And I think God enjoys it when we brag on his son, Jesus. So those of you who got healed, if you wouldn't mind coming up here and just standing in a line, I just want to quickly go through and celebrate what God has done. So don't be shy. Just come on up here. Wow, there's a lot of you coming up here. This is wonderful. Sure. Come on. Yeah. So, based on my experience, miracles are normal in Ohio. This is just proof of it right here. So, ma'am, what happened? What's going on?
I have neuropathy, and it's like the only way I can explain it, somebody glued cardboard to the ball of my feet, and that's how I've lived. And this foot is tingling. Wow. And I feel more life in that foot.
Before, you couldn't feel tingling in that foot, could you?
No.
It was like cardboard under there. Just no feeling at all? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I could feel toes and all, but the ball of my foot was like cardboard.
All right. And now you're feeling a little tingling. All right. Could you just lift up your foot a little bit? Can you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think if you had neuropathy, you could feel that.
Probably not.
Awesome. Yay, Jesus. So keep checking that out. That's amazing. Yeah. So what did Jesus do? What happened?
I had that pain in my head, and it just went away.
The best place for pain to be is gone. That's just awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
I had heel pain, and shoes were uncomfortable, and it's gone. Yeah.
Come on. Rose, tell us again what Jesus do.
He healed my back and my neck that I've, like, injuries from 1963. Praise the Lord.
She said she has had three herniated discs in her neck, and that feels different too. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been deaf in this ear for quite a while, and Gary back there prayed for me in Jesus' name, and it burned, and it now is quite easily capable of hearing people.
Come on. That's awesome. So before, how close did somebody have to be for you to hear in that ear? Okay.
I used to read, if I tried to just go by voices alone, I couldn't bear it here very well. It was all muffled and it just wouldn't make any sense.
Come on, Jesus. Now you're healed. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What did the Lord do?
Well, it's just my left foot was, the arch hurt, so it's, I guess, the plantar fasciitis or whatever. And even before we started healing, it left.
Pain leaving. That's awesome. What happened?
The pain in my knee went from like a 6 down to a 2, and the pressure is decreasing. I can move it more easily.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What happened?
Actually, during worship, I came in with a really bad pain here. It's been about 4 days hurting really bad, and it just went away during worship. You called out nerves. I have nerve issues because I had a spinal cord injury. I fell and hit my back of my neck. And I know that when he prayed the last time, I felt God's presence just kind of blew this to me. So although the symptom is there, I know something's changed.
It's impossible for us to pray and nothing happen. We've seen so many people wake up the next day. We've had people who were completely deaf wake up the next day and they could hear, and they couldn't tell any difference when they got healed. So when they got prayed for, excuse me. How's it right now? Any change from when you just shared to right now?
No, I can't say there is a change. I have balance problems too.
So okay. All right. We just pray all things be made new in your body. We just pray K, the Olympic athlete, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Karen, what happened?
I had the ache in my leg, my left leg, and it went from an 8 to a 4. So.
Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I have plantar fasciitis, and all of a sudden it felt like I had my orthopods on, and I remembered I really didn't wear them tonight. I wore the shoes with the least support that I own because I was in a hurry, and I realized, wow, it's different. And probably in the few weeks, because it affects how I walk and stiffness and things like that on my legs. So probably be able to feel more as time goes on.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
I just like to, a lot of you know me, you know my story. I come to church here, but my name's Art. And I was born with club feet and polio. My feet were turned around backwards. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. But when I was 8 years old, they told me I never walk without crutches or braces. When I was 8 years old, I heard a voice tell me to throw them away. And that's what I did. That's what I'm not walking.
Come on, Jesus. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God's amazing. Let's just give him thanks right now. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you make all things new, God. Thank you for the pain decreasing. Thank you for the plantar fasciitis getting healed. Thank you for the nerve problems being healed. Thank you for 51 years of back and neck problems being healed. Thank you for problems in the head and neck flying out of the head, never returning, God. Yeah. And I just pray, Father, that this group of people in this room would see extraordinary miracles. I declare when these people pray, the blind see. When these people pray, the deaf hear, the mute speak, the lame walk, the dead are raised in Jesus' name. Thank you all so much. Thank you.